Good morning.
8:01 a.m. Friday, August the 11th, 2017. It is, it's an ugly morning out here this morning. It's not raining. I think it would be better if it were. It's foggy. You can see the fog starting to turn things gray at about, let me say, at about 100 yards. Visibility is only about a mile. You can't really see anything more than a mile away. And it's soggy. It's cold. It's 60 degrees. The sun is up. It's up there somewhere. But it's 58, 60 degrees. There's a little bit of a breeze. Everything is damp. The wind chill is a thing. I stopped to put on a sweatshirt this morning. I'm glad I did. My fleece over shirts. I'm walking fast because I'm trying to keep warm. My fingers are cold. Nose is cold. My heart is cold. No, not really. Just thinking of things that are cold. My feet aren't cold. I'll go that far. So 11 days into the Dog Days of Podcasting, I haven't missed a day podcasting yet, although I'm supposed to be listening to all the podcasts, and I've fallen pretty desperately behind. I have about 8 minutes a day to listen to podcasts, and I think, I don't know how many podcasts are in the feed now. I got 200 minutes on the feed myself, 10 days at 20 minutes apiece. I think most of the Dog Days people have stopped. I stopped trying to keep up. The others are doing much shorter podcasts, but you know, I'm not doing something special for Dog Days, I'm just doing what I'm doing. So yesterday, yes, I didn't have my sprinting buddies yesterday, but I started writing when my alarm went off. I started writing when my reminder popped up, which is another reason I have to get back. I have to get back so I can get some real breakfast and be ready for 9 o'clock, the riot 9 o'clock writing hour. But the neighbors love that dog. Well, my neighbor has a yappy dog. That's not like he's barking at me. I don't know what he's barking at. Probably a rabbit in a neighbor's yard or something. Okay, here we go. Oh, here comes Poodle Man. So I've tried to stay kind of on a schedule. I'm trying to stay more or less on the beam. Anita left me a nice long comment the other day about how once you've made a goal, it's not unusual for people to lose momentum. And that, yeah, that's... Yeah, once you've got your goal, what do you do then? What's next? And with ADHD, the maintenance level is less exciting than the goal level. Good morning. Poodle was not interested in me. That was That's interesting. You just walk by. That's a standard poodle. That's a big dog. Guy trundling along with his cup of coffee and his dog. It's a lot of days. A little bit later this morning, I'm about 10 minutes later than yesterday, getting started. Did my 2 miles last night. I did 2 miles yesterday. My glucose was up this morning, but not a staggering amount. It's 166, which is higher than considered normal, but under the threshold 180 that I have to keep an eye on. I suspect it's because I ate too many carbs with dinner last night. I had chicken soup. I made some chicken soup. I got some great meaty chicken breasts with rib meat and made stock and did the whole thing yesterday. And I made a big pot, so there was some left over for today, which gave me some extra time to do a little writing yesterday. But I also got a loaf of sourdough bread. I'm drooling just thinking about it. I used to make sourdough bread. I used to make sourdough all the time. That tang of sourdough is just touches something. Good morning. Nice couple, I see them occasionally. I did get the first step in my Medicare enrollment taken care of yesterday. I've got to look up some data, get some dates, and then I can apply. For me, I need to apply for me because otherwise I incur penalties. But we have a problem with the kids. Kids are too old for Medicare. They're both over 18 and neither one is in school. So our family cobra won't go down if I come off. It'll still be a family plan. I could put my wife on my Medicare plan, but I can't put the kids on. So we've got another 1 year and a few months that we can keep the kids on our cobras. Then they're going to have to try to find something on their own. God knows what that'll be. Get ready. Say it with me. One post. That's wet. Everything is wet this morning. I'm building up sweat inside the heavy shirt, so my polo shirt is sticking to me. Yeah. So yesterday was a pretty productive day. I got to 2,300 words. I got a lot of extra stuff done. I did the grocery, pharmacy, rotten. I did the Medicare thing. Managed to actually get registered this time. Now I need to get the Medicare application information ready so I could go through the form and do that. It's not supposed to take very long, but I need the dates of our COBRA plan. I don't exactly know why, but then I need to find the supplemental insurances and figure out what I need to pay. Apparently this push for me to enroll in a supplemental plan doesn't stop anytime soon. I have a friend who's a few years older than I am, who's been on Medicare for a while and apparently still gets mail at least two or three times a week. It's getting to the point where we're going to have to shunt all phone calls to voicemail. Just because 15 calls a day, 5 of them are Medicare. 2 of them are solicitations. 3 of them are Microsoft. I get at least one call a week from Google Local and from the company that has congratulated me on a $250,000 line of credit for my business, and the people who have pre-selected me for a free weekend. All I have to do is pay the service charge and the airfare, and there's a small stipend, apparently. So now I'm not going to come stay in your timeshare resort and go to your sales pitch in order to participate in this. This is not something I'm really interested in. So I gotta have some breakfast. I don't know what I'm gonna get for breakfast. I had scrambled egg beaters yesterday with quinoa and a little bit of ham. Mushrooms, much mushrooms, some onions. I put any little sweet peppers in. They add color, but they don't add a lot in terms of flavor. I want flavor. I need to sort of add a jalapeno or something, I guess. Tossed in a couple tablespoons of pico de gallo. Crockpot day, I think. I'm going to put on a crockpot of Korean beef. Got a cap off roast yesterday at the store. Has. I don't want to put it on too soon this morning because it gets tough. Put it on noonish maybe. Put it on high for an hour or so and then drop it down and let it simmer for the afternoon. That should be good. Throw some potatoes on the top, throw some carrots on the top. With some bibigo, Korean barbecue sauce. And throw that in. We got rain last night. Holy crap, did we get rain last night? Just around, I don't know, 4:30. Yeah, the skies opened and dumped something like an inch of rain in about a half an hour. There were There were standing waves in the street where the water was running down. I think of it right now because I'm walking across dirt, sand, in the road here where it was washed off from the side hill here. It's quite a lot of it. The drainage ditch here has been scoured out. The sidewalk is just covered where the water rushed down the street. It settled in this little hollow here and overflowed the sidewalk with the silt in it. There was so much water that it came up over the sidewalk and flooded my lawn. You know, I quite frequently the water will come up and sort of splash over the sidewalk a little bit. No, this was high enough that the sidewalk was completely inundated. There was standing water on my lawn. Golden Lab. Always having fun, always having fun. Young woman with a couple of kids. Toddler and somebody in a stroller. Perhaps it's a stroller for the toddler. And a Golden Lab, and the lab is just having a ball. Lab probably needs a ball. And a pokey player here, making a run at the gym. The gym that I created in the other game. Morning. That gym is named If Awaken the Gazebo because it's the gazebo. It's too late, Eric. You've awakened the gazebo. So anyway, I made it another round. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.